The build-up to the launch of Cover Oregon went on for a while. For weeks in advance of the October 1st opening of Cover Oregon and the other healthcare exchanges, health insurance exchanges, catchy musical ads drew our attention to the launch date. And then the date came, and the Cover Oregon website did not function properly. In some respects, it worked better than the healthcare.gov federal site. You could at least browse the health insurance offerings, but you could not sign up. There have been more milestones since, few of them in the positive. To catch up with what's going on with Cover Oregon, we've invited Ariane Holm back to join us once again. Ariane, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
So what is the current situation? Anybody wanting coverage by January 1st, is it past the time by which they can apply?
Yeah, so if for people who are looking for coverage January 1st, they would have needed to apply on December 4th. For people who missed that deadline, they can still apply. Our open enrollment goes through March 31st. They may also be able to keep their current health insurance because the Oregon Insurance Division extended plans. So people who have insurance on their own individual insurance should talk to their insurance company to see if their plan is being extended.
All right. But if they're not extended, I mean, are there some people who could potentially get caught without insurance coverage for a month or so?
Yeah. I mean, that's a reality. And, you know, if you urgently need coverage starting January 1st, we encourage you to contact an insurance agent or an insurance company and, purchase a plan outside of Cover Oregon. You may be able to stay on your current plan, as I mentioned. You should check with your insurance company. You will not receive a tax credit for plans purchased outside of Cover Oregon, but you can always sign up through Cover Oregon. And then, you know, starting February 1st, any time during open enrollment through March 31st.
Since we're still in a situation where most people who have health insurance tend to have it through their workplace, I mean, how many people altogether are we talking about here who are even eligible to be using the health insurance exchange?
Well, it's we've actually just recently revised our projections, and we'll be talking a little bit more about those later today. But, you know, there's a good chunk of people. I think there, you know, about 150,000 people are eligible for a tax credit.
What was the number again?
150,000.
Mm-hmm.
150,000. Eligible for a tax credit.
Okay. And you mentioned later today there'll be a news conference, I understand, this morning to introduce Bruce Goldberg as the temporary head of Cover Oregon?
Yes, that is correct.
So what has been happening then with the leadership at Cover Oregon? Kind of walk us through the steps here. Rocky King was the boss. What's happened?
Sure. So he is taking a medical leave of absence for 3 months due to issues related to a previously diagnosed medical condition. And Dr. Bruce Goldberg, he was the former director of the Oregon Health Authority, will serve as acting director until an interim director is identified. And so, you know, this will be a smooth transition, and Cover Oregon's progress will continue without interruption.
All right. So how many people, Ariane, actually have gotten signed up so far through Cover Oregon?
So last week we announced that nearly 3,500 people had enrolled through Cover Oregon.
3,500.
Yes.
And what were the targets for trying to get people signed up by December, well, in time for January 1st coverage?
I don't have the targets in front of me. You know, what I can tell you is that, you know, with the issues related to our online system for enrollment, we have had to make some revisions to our projections. But, you know, I will say we have been able to significantly speed up the processing time to get people enrolled because we've been able to use a portion of the online portal to determine eligibility. And, you know, we have staff working literally 24/7 to get this done, working nights and weekends. And, you know, we realize that, you know, this is a very tight timeline. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, we have a lot to do. But we are, you know, the reason why we have a 24/7 operation set up is because we are, you know, really committed to keeping our commitment to people who applied to December 4th to make sure that they can get coverage starting January 1st.
Given what's happened with the weather since December 4th, is there any chance that there are still some people whose applications were postmarked on time? They simply haven't gotten to Cover Oregon yet or to wherever they need to go. Where do they need to go?
If people have submitted an application and they have not heard back from Cover Oregon and they applied before December 4th, they should call our call center and find out what the status of their application is. And people who have applied before December 4th, they should be receiving a packet from Cover Oregon that includes information on how to enroll. And this is really important for people who get this packet or who get a call from Cover Oregon saying, hey, you're eligible, you should enroll. They need to do that by December 15th, and that's this Sunday. They can postmark it by Monday. But the good news is that we have been able to also get a portion of our website up that allows people to choose a plan and enroll online. So as soon as they hear from Cover Oregon, they can go on our website and enroll in a plan and be done.
But they have to have applied through the mail first?
That they have to have applied before December 4th. Mm-hmm. And they should have gotten a notification from Cover Oregon saying what they are eligible for. If they're eligible for a private plan, they have to enroll by December 15th. If they're eligible for the Oregon Health Plan, then they would be automatically enrolled if they're found eligible for that plan.
Arian Holm is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a spokesperson for Cover Oregon. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782, and our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Arian, do people seeking insurance through the individual market necessarily have to use Cover Oregon, or did they, even just to shop around, or could they have gone straight to one of the insurance companies?
Sure. I think the benefit of Cover Oregon, the benefit of an exchange, is that you're able to compare plans side by side. And so that is what Cover Oregon offers consumers, is that they're able to look at, you know, here are five different plans that you can choose from. And, you know, that's not really on the market right now. So, you know, people can go on there and look at what plans that we're offering. And the benefit of coming to Cover Oregon is that you get a tax credit. You may be able to get a tax credit depending on your income, I should say.
Okay. Is there any way to get Cover Oregon to remember some of the values? If you're shopping for a little bit now, looking around for stuff, and you want to come back later, I've noticed that you have to go back and re-enter the number of people on the plan, your income level, the ages of the people you would be covering. All that stuff has to be entered again. Is there any shortcut that I'm missing there?
Do you mean for enrolling in a plan?
Just for shopping around in the first place. I mean, when you want to look for what's available for you,
yeah, if you just want to browse, there is not a way to save it, but you can look at, it'll bring up what plans are available on it, and you just need to put in some basic information, your zip code, whether you're a smoker or not, and tobacco user, and also whether your age. So those three things are what people need in order to browse what plans are offered through Cover Oregon.
And what is the zip code entry about? Is that just to find out what sorts of, I mean, plans would differ then from one end of the state to the other based on who the
providers were? Yes, that's
correct.
Each county has different plans available.
All right. So we mentioned that with Rocky King out, that Bruce Goldberg is in. Is there any projection for Rocky King's future, for Bruce Goldberg rotating back out, somebody else taking his place and Rocky King not coming back? Has any of that been decided?
No, that has not. And, you know, right now what we know is he's taking a 3-month leave of absence, medical leave of absence, and also that Bruce will be the acting director until we find an interim acting director or an interim executive director. And our board of directors has started a committee to find that interim director.
All right. Explain, if you would, Arian, how the whole system is set up. Cover Oregon is not technically a state agency, but it receives public funding. I mean, how does it all work?
Correct. So Cover Oregon is funded through a federal grant by the federal government, and this is to conduct business. So building the exchange, staffing the exchange, and really being able to, you know, putting up the website and, you know, having an office, that type of thing, all of the administrative expenses that go with running the exchange. And the tax credits are sort of separate from our operating budget. And so so the tax credits are sort of separate from that. And so by 2015, we have to be a self-sustaining organization.
Which brings up another issue that's been in the news this week, which is that because of the low signups, apparently there are issues with Cover Oregon being able to stay within its budget. Would you explain what's happening there?
So we're looking at all options. We have revised our enrollment projections, which affect our budget. And, the way that it works is starting in 2015, insurance companies will be charged a fee for each plan sold inside and outside of the exchange to fund Cover Oregon. And so that fee is sort of in question right now. We're looking at, you know, how we can still be self-sustaining without passing that on to the customer.
Let us take a call. We have Steve and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Arian Holm from Cover Oregon.
Howdy. For past several years, Medicare insurance assistance supplement has been covered by SHIBA, which is, I'm not sure what the acronym is, but
right.
A system wherein you go in and you sit down and they give you this humongous book with all of the insurance plans, all of the costs, deductibles, copays, and so on. And I'm just wondering why such a book isn't available for Cover Oregon, so you could just sit down, go through it, and figure out for yourself,
right,
what best suits your needs.
Right. We do have a lot of materials like that, and you can order educational materials by going to coveroregonstore.com. And there's specifically a financial help booklet that explains how the tax credits work. There are also a lot of resources on our website. You can also purchase materials that are printed to help you do that.
All right. So coveroregonstore.com, you said, will provide the printed materials?
Educational materials, yes. Those are printed materials for people who want to help with outreach and that type of thing.
But anything handheld that is quite as comprehensive as what you find just by browsing at the website?
There are some resources on our website that if you want printed materials about Cover Oregon, then you would need to go to coveroregonstore.com to order those materials.
All right, Steve, thanks for that question. SHIBA was the reference he made. That's the Senior Health Insurance Benefits Assistance Program, which is available, I believe,
yes,
in all states, isn't it?
I do not know.
All right. Well, I'll take the jump and say yes. I think it is available in the states through some variations. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Arian Holm at Cover Oregon about the issues continuing with Cover Oregon and where things go from here. Join us at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Jim in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Arian Holm.
Yes, good morning. I wonder if I had an experience that other people have commented on. I'm 72 years old. I have used the Grants Pass Clinic for years, not very often. I called to see if I could, was still considered, to get just annual whatevers, you know. They said, we are not accepting any more new Medicare patients. And I kind of scratched my head and I said, I wonder if it's because they know they're going to have such a onslaught of younger people that they're going to have to accept.
All right. So this is Medicare, you said, though?
Yeah, I'm on Medicare Advantage.
Okay.
And she just said not accepting any more new Medicare patients. And I explained, I'm probably in your files going back years and years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate it. Arian?
Yeah, I don't know that I could specifically comment on that specific situation. What I do know is that, we are really counting on young people coming into the Cover Oregon Exchange to help offset some of the costs of other consumers who come into the exchange. But I unfortunately can't comment on, that specific situation that you're referring to. I can say there will be an influx of people using their health insurance, And there have been other initiatives through the overall health transformation that the governor has been leading to address those types of issues. What I can say is that, yes, there will be an influx of people accessing health care.
All right, Jim, and I think what the situation you're describing there is there are some doctors who will occasionally say they're not taking any more Medicare patients because the payouts are quite a bit less than what they expect to charge for those services. Now, what we're talking about here, though, is not Medicare or Medicaid. Cover Oregon is for people who are not old enough for Medicare and not poor enough for Medicaid, right?
No, actually, people who are eligible for the Oregon Health Plan, which is Medicaid, they are, we determine their eligibility by coming through Cover Oregon. So whatever their income is, we let them know what they are eligible for, whether it's a tax credit or Oregon Health Plan, or if they're not eligible for a tax credit but want to purchase a plan through Cover Oregon.
All right, let's take another call. We have Wolfgang in Sunny Valley on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Arian Holm from Cover Oregon.
Good morning. Cold enough for you?
Absolutely.
I received that invitation, that fast track invitation, and I read it because I read stuff. And what bothered me is on the rights and responsibilities, it says if a person 55 or older dies, Oregon state law requires OHA or its designee to recoup dollars from their estate paid for health care benefits, as defined in ORS 416-350. Now, if you go, bear with me for a second, if you go to 416-350, the first section only talks of incorrectly paid out things. But in the middle of the second section, it is very clear that claim for such medical assistance correctly paid is also recoupable. Okay? And then Oregon Health Plan's rights and responsibilities also continues saying, effective January 2, 2014, Oregon legislature has mandated that reimbursement of Medicare Part D payments will also be recovered the same way as Oregon Health Plan, which means Medicare will also get under reimbursement.
So what you're saying is the estates of the deceased pay for their health care posthumously?
You better believe it. You better believe it. I mean, I'm not making this up. It's right in there.
All right. I don't know if Arian's got any. Okay, so. All right, let's get a response.
That's my
thanks.
Main concern.
All right, thanks for that, Wolfgang. Appreciate it. Arian, anything you know about this?
I'm not, unfortunately, familiar with it.
All right. Let's talk about other things involving Cover Oregon more directly then. There was another deadline, I understand, that came and went. Was it yesterday?
Yes, that was a deadline that Oracle, our IT contractor, had given as a target for having the full system available for community partners and agents. So I just want to be clear, that was a deadline that Oracle had set. And, we are testing the website every day. We've made a lot of progress, but, we're not giving out any dates for when it's online. We are encouraging people to apply now through the paper application process to make sure that they get coverage, whether that's starting in February as the application deadline has passed.
All right, because the application deadline has passed for January 1st coverage.
For January 1st coverage, yes.
All right. Correct. So when you say community partners and agents, so who was supposed to be able to use the website through that portal as of yesterday, and that didn't happen?
Yes.
I'm just trying to understand community partners, what they are.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to do a staged launch where we provided the full system to community partners and agents to test it out for a little while and make sure that it was working before we opened it up to the public.
All right. And so, again, at this point now, you're not listing another target deadline for that?
We're not.
Okay. The last time we talked to you, Arian, was just before the application fairs. How well did those go?
They went well. We helped about 2,800 apply for health insurance. A lot of those people, obviously since they applied December 4th, they'll be able to get covered starting January 1st. I think people really appreciated one-on-one help, and it was a resource for people to get their questions answered that they hadn't been able to get answered before.
Can you talk about the general level of morale at Cover Oregon? I mean, when pretty much you can pick up any news source any day or look at it online mm-hmm. or on TV and see that the news is never particularly good about Cover Oregon. I mean, it must have some effect on the people who work there.
You know, I think that we're fortunate enough. We have a very dedicated staff. A lot of these people have been in healthcare for many, many years, and we believe in the mission and the vision of Cover Oregon, and we are doing everything that we can to keep our commitment to Oregonians to make sure that they get health insurance. And, you know, we're working long hours, like I mentioned. We're working nights and weekends, but we, you know, we are committed to making sure that people have health insurance.
All right. It's 10 o'clock this morning that Bruce Goldberg is supposed to appear for the first time as a Cover Oregon head.
Yes, at a media briefing.
All right. Arian Holm from Cover Oregon, thanks once again for joining us here on the Jefferson Exchange. We will take a short break and return with Garrison Keillor in today's edition of the Writer's Almanac. Please stay tuned.